This is a wounding meditation, and we will be working with the heart center. So the first thing I want you to do is to seat yourself in a very comfortable chair, the feet on the floor, and your arms just resting very gently in your lap. We will begin just by focusing on the breath and the closing of the eyes. With the closing of the eyes and the focus on the breath, you begin to bring your mind-body system into an internal awareness. And we will be quieting the mind and calming the emotions. So following the breath as you breathe deeply into the belly and slowly breathe out. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Just let the mind follow the breath. With each breath out, I want you to begin to feel and sense a release of the stress and tension that is held in the physical body. And one more deep breath in. And as you exhale out, I want you to allow the shoulders begin to drop and release. And then return to normal breath. And we're just going to quickly move through the body as I count from 10 to 1. And touching that area of the body with the mind's eye, it relaxes and releases the tension. So a quick body scan, starting at number 10 with the feet, number 9 with the calves, 8 with the thighs, 7 with the buttocks and the hips, 6 as you move up the spinal column, 5 with the stomach and the chest, 4 with the shoulders as you release the shoulders, letting them drop. 3 with the arms, the hands, and the fingers. 2 with your throat and the neck. And 1 as you move up into the head. All the tiny facial muscles relaxing, the forehead and wrinkling. Feel that relaxation entering into the physical body as the eyes drop gently into their sockets. I like for you to envision now within your mind that ball of energy, and to drop that ball of energy down to the heart. Remembering that the heart center, the heart chakra is to the right of your physical heart, at the center of the chest above the rib cage. And your breath, even though it's still deep and slow, normal breath, I want you to experience with the breath an expansion of the heart, of this energy that you see at the heart center, this ball of energy. Allow this ball of energy just to extend to the size of a volleyball. And now you're dropping into that volleyball of energy, three-dimensional space at the heart center. And again, feeling as if you're drawn to the source of this energy. It's almost as if we're dropping down a floor in an elevator with the same sensation. Although you're not moving anywhere else in the physical body, you're only moving into the depths of the heart center, which are as eternal as the universe. Endless space, dimension of the heart-centered state of mind. The first thing we want to do is open up to the energy vibration of compassion. Just by thinking of that, we begin to really resonate. This resonation begins to be forefront within our mind, aligning our mind-body system to this vibration. Remembering that this may not stimulate emotion, as it is not emotion. And the second attribute of the heart is that of unconditional love. And again, just bringing your awareness to unconditional love, opening up to receive as you resonate with this vibration of energy. And we're just going to deepen with these two forces by dropping down one level in that elevator, knowing that you're not moving anywhere else in the body, the physical body. We're moving into the dimensions of the state of consciousness. So sink down one level. And I'd like for you now, in this space, to bring forward the wounding pattern, or the part of you that is holding that wounding pattern. If you see a visual image of this part, then that is fine, or you may have just an awareness, an emotional awareness, kinesthetic awareness of this aspect. I'd like for you to have that aspect in front of you as you begin to connect to it. Heart center to heart center. Almost as if there is an energy of light moving from your heart to the heart of the wounded part. And we are sending out this compassion and this unconditional love to this part and opening up to receive it back. You're allowing this part and what it represents for you to be in this space. It's not for you to transform the part. It's just full acceptance of what this part represents. You may want to use within your mind the mantra, I send love and I receive love. I send love and I receive love. Just a way to stay focused on exchanging this energy back and forth, back and forth. And I want you to be in the space of exchanging this back and forth and back and forth for the next 15 seconds of outer time. Okay, now I just want you to disconnect from this part, drawing the energy back into your heart center and allowing this part to recede in the semi-darkness. I'm going to be asking you to reconnect once again with the compassion, the unconditional love, and we are going to drop down into the depths of this space one more time. So it's sinking down to that new level, that moving down one floor in that elevator, if you will. So dropping down one level. Feel the depths of this compassion and this unconditional love. And then out of this space, and only out of this space, we will be bringing in the experience of what you experience with the wounding pattern. So hold that experience, and again, hold it for about 15 seconds. Try not to allow the ego to defend against this part. We're allowing this part to coexist within us. Out of this very deep and centered place, so that it does not, we are not victimized by the experience. So just hold for the next 15 seconds. And now just release that experience. I want you to reconnect back into resonating with compassion and unconditional love. And just be present with that for the next few seconds of outer time. Bringing your focus to the heart. I want you to slowly begin to bring the attention back. If you like, you can stay in this place for a few minutes and just allow the tape to shut off. But if you're ready to bring the attention back, see if you can remember to hold your vision within as if there is an energy moving from the heart to the back of the eyes. And back to the heart, holding that vision in so when you open your eyes, it doesn't leap out into the external world. And so then when you're ready, just opening the eyes.